John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a fabulous. Are you ready for this? Because this is so hot. This is like that. This is Level Up, the Level Up with Serena Nigma. Now, wait a minute. Before we get into this, because we're going to talk about Level Up from multidimensional perspectives. What is it? Why do you want to know about it? But here's what I want to say. If you are she and you've got a mega coaching platform, and you're out in the world and you have a life purpose, spiritual well-being, career coach, you know, somebody that specializes in what? DT, divine transformation. Is there any other kind? Is there any other kind? I don't know. We're going to check. But if you want to know about how self-discovery is going to get you to level up, how this idea of self-mastery can help you, this is the show for you. Now, I want to say this before we get going. It doesn't matter where you are. See, like if you were me and you were homeless, leveling up meant you're going to get in that dumpster and you're going to get yourself a hot dog for that day. That was leveling up. And you're going to have the guts and the courage to just get down in there and get yourself some food.
Yep.
But this is about so much more serene, right? So much more.
It is. How are you guys today?
Awesome. Look. Let's give people a recount on what you mean by level up.
So your level up is going to be the part of your transition where you're all giddy, you're all happy, you're excited because you've awakened and you now know who you are and you now want to live in alignment with that person. And so your level up is going to be that part of your transition that's going to be very, very frustrating because you're going to be going through so many changes and that frustration is going to come from messing up a whole bunch of times because you're going to be perfecting your new craft. So in that way, you're going to have to learn motivational skills to help you keep going during this stage.
So let's just talk about this from where we are today. I made a statement the other day, and I would love for you to weigh in on it. I made a statement the other day that, you know, there's a sense that people are on the ledge, whatever you want to call it. They're at a tipping point. They're at the point where you're going to take a leap of faith or you may decide to do something else. But there's something about this that I think everybody wants to do. I don't think in my life that I thought I'm a level down. I don't remember ever saying, oh, I think, you know what, Serene, guess what I'm going to do today? Coach, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to level down today. You don't
right,
say that. Do we do that? So let's talk about the perspective of level up because, maybe there's some days that maybe we have a morning or a meeting like I had this morning where you could get deflated by some stuff. But tell us about the perspective that one needs to get to that level up.
Right. So in your level up journey, what you're going to need, what I've found that perspective that you're going to need the most is going to be a perspective of stepping stones. Because as I stated earlier, you're going to be making the same sort of mistakes. And that can kind of put people into like this anxiety or fear or where they want to kind of shut down and not keep going and not keep working towards their goals. But when those obstacles and setbacks arise, because they are and they will and they are necessary, when that happens, you have to cultivate a mindset of stepping stones. And what I mean by that is not if you look at your obstacles and your setbacks as Oh my God, why me, Lord? Just why? If you keep looking at them like that, you're never going to get anywhere. You have to look at them as this setback or this obstacle. Yes, it may have redirected me. It may have given me a detour, but there's something down this other path, this other road that I need to pay attention to. There's something down this path that I need to learn. And that's what that level up process is going to be all about.
Right. You know, when we talk about this, there's something that you're super passionate about in this. But just to kind of wear this, I want to just wear this needle down for a minute. I cannot think of a time in my life where I didn't learn from something that I stepped in, that pothole I stepped in. You know, maybe I didn't get it right away, but I don't think I was ever left hanging out to dry by the divine for me not to learn something to help me get to ultimately where I'm supposed to go. What have you found out about that?
Exactly. So here's what I feel. Everything that we go through, all those obstacles, those setbacks, they are there. I firmly believe that they're there to either push us in a completely different direction or teach us a needed lesson.
In your life, how's that showed up for you?
My God, multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times, and I'm pretty sure, like as you stated, like when you have setbacks and those obstacles, you don't see it in the moment, and it's that in the moment that gets people. It's the dealing with it and being with it in that moment that gets people. And so, if you're not getting it in the moment, it's kind of hard to see those lessons for what they are in that moment. But you kind of have to have some type of awareness, and you have to take a step back and say, hey, like I know that this is frustrating. I know that this keeps happening over and over, but what is the lesson in it? And again, once you look back at it, once you look back on it in retrospect, oftentimes you can see what that lesson was, but it's not that easy when you're taking it at face value, just going in.
Because what we're taking in is, first of all, we may be entering we may be entering ground zero, so to speak, and something being new. But let's talk for a minute about light. How important is it for people to understand what they want out of life?
Very. It is very important to understand both who you are and what you want out of this life, because those things are going to drive you. They are going to drive your decisions. They're going to drive your actions. They're going to drive your behaviors. And so if you don't know what you want out of this life, you don't know who you are, you're going to be lost. You're going to be very unhappy. You're going to be very frustrated because you're not seeing results that you want to see. And you're just going to be all around miserable. And that's what a lot of people are faced with today and don't even realize it.
When you decided to really bring this conversation out, and for those of you just tuning in, the Level Up with Serena Enigma, when you decided to bring this conversation to the forefront, let's talk about what it takes to cultivate a plan and to cultivate a vision. You know, I gave you an example when we first started the show. Look, I'm in an alley in Manhattan. I don't know how I got there, except my parents threw me out. I'm 17, never thought I'd be in that situation. Didn't have any cash in my pocket, didn't really have a job, and I'm hungry. So my vision and my focus was very specific for that moment in time. But as we build those building blocks to step up and level up and go and make those decisions, having a vision for your life that is something more than that is so important, isn't it? Tell us
It is.
about what that looks like.
So having a vision for your life, I've always said that your vision is going to be like gold. It is your roadmap, so to speak. Your vision is your roadmap. And if you have a vision, you can formulate a plan, but you gotta have that vision first to kind of know where you're going or know where you want to get to. So that vision is going to be a key piece.
So can we talk about this for a minute? Because having a vision is one thing, but then you have to create the mindset for it. You know, some people call it perspective. Jessica's got a great podcast she does called The Positivity Perspective, right? She's not saying that, man, you go through life and everything is just going to be all great. She's saying that there's a perspective you can have that will get you through to the next day, to the next level. But let's talk about what that takes, because at some level, we strive and we direct ourselves to pleasure and we want to remove ourselves from pain. So staying in the middle in the comfort zone seems like the only choice we have. How does that work for us?
That does not work for us at all. Your comfort zone is going to be your worst enemy because there is no growth in comfort. There is no movement in comfort. You can't do anything. Everything that you want in your level up is going to be on the other side of your comfort zone. And here's the thing. Once you make the decision to level up, the universe is going to conspire to make those things happen. It's going to send you those people, those situations, those events to help make that happen. But what happens is we think that when the universe sends us stuff, these people, these situations, these events and such, we happen to think that it's always going to be something pleasant. And that is rarely not the case. And that's not the case because the purpose is to move you. And you're not going to move if you're not uncomfortable. And so that's where these roadblocks, these setbacks, these obstacles, they're coming from. And so when she said that about the perspective, 100% agree. The right perspective will have you soaring. The right perspective will. But you cannot go into a level up with the same old thoughts, old behaviors, old patterns that served you when you were asleep. You have to change those.
What was your wake up call like? Since you mentioned sleep, so I'm just going to go right after that. I had wake up calls like at least, I don't know, once a week. I have a mini, but in my life, I've had a couple of major ones, right? Each of them is going to help us along the way, but it's hard to have a wake up call if you don't know where you've been or where you're going.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I
But
mean,
here's the thing. People have wake-up calls all the time and they don't even realize
that's what I'm trying to say. How do
it.
you help the people you work with, coach? How do you help the people you work with recognize that maybe there are things they're going through that is going to get them to a better place? Because, see, wake up calls do that, don't they? They
They
get
do.
you to a better place.
They do. And what I try to do is make people aware of their wake-up calls, because back to that thing where you said that we like to run away from pain and towards pleasure. A lot of people will run away from their wake-up call and not see it for what it is because it's painful, it's uncomfortable, and it's a place that they don't want to be. And it may be foreign and they don't know how to quite navigate it. All understandable, but I try to make people aware, my clients aware of their wake-up calls, of everything, all of the little nuances in them, so they can see it and so that they can pick through it and find a solution that works for them. But it all starts with that awareness, because you have to see it. Like, you have to see those wake-up calls when they happen. And most of them, honestly, most of the wake-up calls, you can't really miss them. Which is the interesting part. You can't really miss them. But I get it. We get wrapped up. We get so wrapped up in life.
Can't miss them. Can't
Right.
miss them.
And then
Can't
you
miss them.
start second guessing and you're like, am I crazy? But no, but you're not. You got to pay attention, be aware, pay attention, and then move accordingly.
Because, in the words of a most famous person, ain't no mountain high enough. And when
Okay.
you really go to that perspective and you believe ain't no mountain high enough, I mean, there's so many metaphors in that song, but the point that I think we're trying to make is that sometimes a mountain seems enormous. You know, I had an email the other day when somebody was saying, we're talking about something that's like, I'd like rolling a boulder uphill. Well, you know what? If you are strong, that boulder isn't hard to roll up the hill. Isn't that what we're talking about here? Level up is to help people, not just with the thing, but fortify the self.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I've found three, because I believe you asked me earlier, what would make this easier? The level up process. So I found a few ways that could make that level up process easier for people. And it's, I would say that it's simple, but once you, it might not be to most people, but once you like get step out of the way, step out of your own way and just let the simpleness be, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Now, look, I know you have that process, but it's also important for people to know how to get a hold of you. Because if anybody's out there and you're thinking, I don't know how to level up, you know, in my level up day, your level up day, maybe not like, I want to be the CEO and executive of da, da, da. Your level up day may be, I want to be able to manage my family life. So I get an hour to go get my nails done. You see, there's nothing wrong with that. Self-care is super important. How do people find out how to work with you and how to find out more about you?
So if you'd like to know more, follow me on Instagram at SerenaNigma_1111. Click the link in my bio and you'll see the Wake Up Level Up button. From there, you can learn all about the Wake Up Level Up store mission that I'm on here. Mm-hmm. You'll learn about my new course, The Level Up, and also my new monthly group coaching program.
I love it. Now, this new course, The Level Up, is so important. So people are going to understand what we're talking about here in this really, you know, in this show today. They're going to learn about that, but they're also going to learn how to navigate through this, how to navigate up. One of the misconceptions that happens, and I want you to talk to this, is, you know, sometimes people say, man, I don't have anybody on my side. I don't have the universe on my side. I don't have God on my side because, you know, I had to take two steps back. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't go forward, but how do we get the life force, energy, universe, spirit, God, the divine, whatever you call it, to step in and help us out?
So for that, I found the easiest way is to look within. Go into that quiet, still center within you. Look within, because that's how you're going to get the universe, God, source, whoever, however you call them, it. That's how you're going to get it to speak to you and give you that guidance that you need clarity on.
When we take a look at ourselves and we take a look at the, let's just call them the obstacles in our lives for a minute. The reason I love to talk about obstacles is because I think I've had so many. Most of them were my own doing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even when I thought they weren't my own doing, when it boils down to it, I had a big part in that, right?
Yeah.
But we have obstacles in our lives. What have obstacles taught you? What do they teach people? And how do they move people?
Obstacles have taught me how to level up and soar, honestly. Like, it was through my obstacles and my setbacks that I figured it out. And that is likely going to be the case for a lot of other people, because again, those obstacles, those setbacks, they're those irritants and those frustrations, they are there to serve a purpose. And that's to solidify. It's first to get you to move in a different direction and learn something new, a better way. And then it's going to make you, it's going to get you motivated also.
You're sitting here and you're talking to people today. I know we've talked about a lot, but when you pull it all together, what are we really talking about? Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about having this yearning inside that wants you to want more.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting more. There really isn't. I don't care whatever spiritual teacher ever walked the earth. They walked the earth and we're talking about them because they wanted more. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you're talking about Jesus or you're talking about Buddha. You know, because Jesus could have stayed over there being a carpenter, could have stayed over there.
Right.
He's like, stay carpentering, okay, Jesus? But no, there was a more. So I want to ask you about this question. First of all, we have to get rid of the stigma that wanting more is a bad thing.
Definitely.
Right? And then How do we encourage people to step into that level up, right? Really ask for that more. Because if you can't ask for it, how do you develop a level up perspective?
Yeah, but then that goes back to the person not really knowing who they are. Because if you don't know who you are, you don't know what you stand for, you don't know what you believe in, you don't know what your values are, you don't know any of this stuff. It's going to be hard for you to level up because you don't have a direction to level up in.
Yeah. I want to talk about this last piece here in the time we got left. It's critical. It is letting go of what doesn't serve me. Okay. Why am I bringing it up to you? Like, I play this really cool sport and I love it and I'm pretty good at it. But I had a situation the other day and I went in, and I'm older than most people that are playing this sport.
Okay. Not bad.
Well, I'm older than most people playing this sport, but I'm older at a high level than most people playing this sport. But I find it very interesting because the perspective is that because I'm older, that I don't want to level up my game the way other people. And I finally had to pull the owner of the club aside and I said, "Dude, what are you doing? Why are you not coaching me the way you're coaching these other people?"
Oh, wow.
And so I want to talk to you about that because that is part of something not serving me. And a lot of people would never speak up. So how do we let go of that's not serving me thing?
So first, you're going to have to make the decision to let go of those things that are not serving you. Then once you make the decision to let go of those things that are not serving you, because you probably have a good idea of what those things are, make that decision. And then once you start making moves and letting go of those things that no longer serve you, one, don't be hard on yourself if you kind of slip up or go back to an old pattern. Don't be too hard on yourself. Recognize it for what it is and recognize where you could have made a different decision. And then also, and not being hard on your, sorry, yeah, and also not being hard on yourself, the next thing you're going to want to do, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you know that got to me, right? You know that,
right?
You
right.
know that thing got to me right there? That was right. Like, and you know, I don't know if I could have found the strength. I don't know what, no, the divine made me do it. That's what I'm saying. Divine made me walk up and say, "Dude, why are you treating me differently? I mean, you're not even coaching me. What is up with this? That's crazy. I'm like even better than those people, right?"
I might be better than them.
I am better than them. But the point about this is you really have to stand up for yourself on the inside. And
you do. You really do.
Yeah, right? Go ahead.
You do. You really have to stand up for yourself. And that all goes back to awareness. So, but once you get that awareness, definitely stand up for yourself and stand in your beliefs and your values, your newfound beliefs and values. And once you're doing that, those new patterns, those new thought processes, those new behaviors, they're going to start coming like naturally. But first, you do have to make that decision to let go of all of those things. Because if you don't let go of all of those things, you're going to stay in your comfort zone. And that is going to irritate you far, far, far more than not. So definitely do everything in your power to move past it.
You know, what you're offering people is a pathway to freedom. I want to thank you for doing that. Please let everybody know how they can sign up for the course, how they can work with you. And I'd like to know the message you'd like to leave everybody with today, Serene.
Gotcha. So again, if you would like to know more information, follow me on Instagram at SereneEnigma_1111. Click the link in my bio and hit the wake up, level up, and soar button. Again, as I stated, this life is all about evolution and growth. And it's the knowing how to navigate those inevitable changes that we're all going to have to face. It's knowing how to navigate those changes that sets the seemingly lucky apart from the rest. And it's also learning how to navigate those changes that teaches us all to soar. And you're going to get some changes. You're going to learn all of that and more in your level up.
I love it. One last thing. The level up is a specific course that you're offering to, right?
Yes.
So you're helping people by literally working through the lessons with them. That's
Yep.
The beauty of this. If it isn't about learning, it's about burning.
Exactly. Exactly. You can
thank
learn.
You so much. Again, give out your website one more time and how people can get a hold of you.
My website is serenenigma.com, and the quickest way to get a hold of me is through Instagram at serenenigma_1111.
For those of you out there, I want to just say this and go back to what I said to Serene when we first started this. This is where you to determine what the level up is for you. You do not have to be at the top of your game to do this. You could be like me, who has gone through life homeless, working three jobs, couldn't read, couldn't write, or you could be something other than that. Maybe you want to get another degree. Maybe you want to raise a family. Maybe you want to play a sport. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
What you desire will set you on fire. You need to get some help to level up, right?
This is true. Definitely.
I'm telling you. Thank you, Serene, for everything. Thank you for a great conversation today. And thank you for creating a platform that everyone can participate in.
Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Let's take a short break, everybody. More coming up on Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network.